From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has declared his country is at war against terrorism. Terrorism for which he says Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is responsible. Today in a combative address, Sharon said Israel will pursue terrorists with all force. Shortly before his remarks, Israeli fighter jets and helicopters launched a series of strikes in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank in retaliation for Palestinian attacks this past weekend. And tonight, according to Palestinian witnesses, Israeli forces have moved into Gaza airport. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this report from Jerusalem.
Sharon returned from the U.S. to a country scarred by more suicide bombings and a people seething with anger. The former military man said the words many here have been waiting for. He said, "We have fought many wars and we have won them all." Sharon voiced the view of many on the Israeli right that the aim of the Palestinians is to expel all the Jews from Israel.
Bnei Adam, rak l'shem ha'ariga, rak kedei lirtzoach.
I tell you this, Sharon said, the blood of those who will rise up to kill us will be on their hands. Even before Sharon spoke, Israeli missiles were unleashed against a compound in the Gaza Strip near Yasser Arafat's headquarters. Helicopters and the one approved helipad that Arafat has used for international travel were hit. Soon after, missile strikes were reported in the West Bank town of Jenin. If the signal sent by the Gaza missile attack weren't enough, Sharon spelled out the message in his remarks. He holds Yasser Arafat directly responsible for the deadly attacks against Israelis. It's a point Sharon has made repeatedly in the past, but it's taken on a more ominous tone as members of his cabinet increasingly call for Arafat's removal from power. Sharon said his government would pursue the perpetrators of terrorism and their supporters. He said, quote, "We will pursue them until we catch them, and they will pay the price." The prime minister pointedly compared his declaration to that of President Bush following the September 11th attacks.
Tachat b'manhigutu ha'amitza shel hanasi Bush, kshei poelet b'chol hakoach.
The United States, he said, is waging war against terror with all its force, and that is how we will act, with all force against the terror, with force, determination, and all the means we have used until today, and also with new means at our disposal. Sharon refused to spell out what he meant by that. After his speech, he convened a meeting of his security cabinet to review a series of proposed military measures drawn up for consideration. One Israeli source told local reporters that this evening's strikes in Gaza and Jenin were just the beginning. Sharon alluded to that as well in his speech when he complained that some on the Israeli left had voiced objections before he said, "We even start what we really intend to do." Sharon clearly felt no constraint from the United States, Israel's biggest benefactor. As the U.S. reacted to the weekend's bloody attacks by Palestinians, the standard call for restraint from both sides vanished from U.S. rhetoric. Instead, the White House said Israel is a sovereign state and can do as it sees fit when it comes to the security of its citizens. Palestinian Authority Minister Nabil Shaath said he was saddened to see the U.S. give what he called a green light to more Israeli violence against Palestinians.
This is very unfortunate, and I think when the United States, the biggest power today in this world, takes a position like this, it makes it very hard, really, for this world to move back to peace.
Arafat made what amounted to his largest crackdown on militants in 6 years, arresting some 100 members or supporters of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. But Israel dismissed it as a transparent bid to soften international criticism without touching the militants Israel feels are the most dangerous. Israeli officials suggest that the pressure on Arafat is about to shift from diplomatic to military pressure, with a series of strikes intended to force him to take on the militants who oppose him or lose power. Palestinians say it's impossible for Arafat to put his leadership on the line in a civil war with Hamas as long as Israeli missiles are uniting Palestinians against a common enemy. The result, they say, is likely to be another week of escalation in an already deadly conflict. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.